As you know, earlier this week we had Halloween, and here at the preschool and over at the primary school on Crane Road, we had Halloween parades where the kids got to dress up in their costumes and then walk around, and the parents got to come and all see the kids there as they were dressed up. And I just have to share this with you. There was one kid there who dressed up as Father Mano. And it was great. He had the suit on, he had the clerical shirt, he had his hair slicked back, right? It was excellent. But the priests were there too at the parade, and as I stood there watching all of these kids go around in their costumes, I noticed just how much they enjoyed being seen. They just loved to be there and have people look at them in their costumes. And it gets to this sort of instinct that I think we can all relate to on some level. We all like to be seen. We all like for people to notice the goodness or the beauty or the gifts that we have. We like people to be able to see those things. And we even see this in things like social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever else is out there, right? People put pictures out there and they wait for the comments. They want to be affirmed. They want to have that esteem of others, and even at times that adoration of others. And so this instinct in itself, I don't think there's anything evil about it, but it becomes bad when we start to root our identities in the esteem of others, in others noticing the good things about us. And this is what we see in the gospel here today. Jesus says about the scribes and Pharisees, all their works are performed to be seen. The scribes and Pharisees are doing good things, but they're doing them for the wrong reason. They're doing them so that other people will notice, so that other people will hold them in high esteem. And then we have to realize that they are placing their identity there. That's where they've rooted their whole identity, is for other people to notice them and to think highly of them. And this is the main problem, brothers and sisters. We are not supposed to root our identity in the thought or the esteem or the high regard of other people. Rather, we are supposed to root our identity in the love of Jesus Christ, in the love of being called sons and daughters of the Father. And Jesus Christ reveals God to us as Father. He even says it here. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. God is our Father. How amazing is that? And just a quick side note here. Some people sometimes try and use this gospel line, call no one on earth your father, against Catholics, right? Because we call our priests Father. This is not true. It's okay to call priests Father. It's okay to call your biological dad your father. Jesus is simply saying, don't call anyone on earth your father in the same way that you call God the Father your father. In other words, don't call anyone on earth your God. All right? Clearly, we're not doing that with our own biological parents. Clearly, we're not doing that with our priests. I don't think any of you are calling me God. At least I hope not. And so back to this idea that God is our Father. We are His children. You parents out there, think about seeing your kids in their Halloween costumes. Think about how awesome it was just for you to be able to look at them. How much you delighted in just seeing them. That's what God the Father does with us too. He delights in looking at us, in encountering us. And yet so often, we can hold ourselves back. We might think, oh no, the things that I've done, God doesn't want to look at me anymore. Or for some reason, I'm not good enough for God to want to look at me. But that's not true, brothers and sisters. God the Father wants to be close to us. He wants to look at us. But we have to allow him to do that. So in your prayer, don't be afraid to open yourself up completely to the Lord. Say, God, Father, look at every part of my life. Show me how you love me. Show me how you delight in me. Show me even those places where you don't delight in my life. Show me those things that you want me to change. Show me those sins, perhaps, in my life that you want me to confess. But stay in that place in your prayer where God is simply delighting in you, and trust that he loves you as his child. As you parents out there love your children, that's how God loves you. And so we root our identities there. We don't root it in how other people see us. We root our identities in the fact that we're children of God. Root your identity in the fact that God loves you and delights in you. And from that identity, your mission will flow. So as we receive the Eucharist today, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, ask the Lord to help you root your identity in nothing other than your relationship with him. Because then your mission in life will become clear. It'll be easy for you to know what to do in life. It'll be easier for you to know what God's plan is for you. So simply be open to the gaze of the Father. Be open to the delight that he has for you, and be open to his plan in your life, because he will make it clear to you. He will make it clear to you how much he loves you. So simply receive that, go forward, be that light in the world, and allow him to make you that saint that he's calling you to be.